pretty little puppets dancing on their toes. What they're really thinking of, nobody knows. As a matter of fact, puppets don't think at all. They don't have to. They get everything they want by pulling strings, or rather by having somebody else pull the strings for them. All these motions are the work of the artist who manipulates the control stick. A twist of the wrist, tension on the string, a crook of the finger or gentle swerve of the arm, and our gay figures perform cleverly for the delight of beholders. The puppeteer can endow his character with surprisingly lifelike motions. Through the movement of his hands, he gives his wooden mannequins all the characteristics of living, breathing persons. By remote control, the puppeteer puts his characters through any desired action. There is, of course, the necessity for close study of action in real life so that it can be truthfully interpreted. Then, with what seems to be a minimum of finger and arm movement, the control stick is twisted, turned and bobbed, the strings actuate the puppets, and we see a remarkable, natural portrayal of life. This is a form of remote control that brings much pleasure in the entertainment field. From opera to burlesque, the hands of the puppeteer send signals of action to actors on the stage. And it's strictly a one-man show. Some of the most amazing theatrical effects brought about by remote control take place on stages in modern theaters. Audiences in these theaters witness instantaneous changes of elaborate spectacles as huge stage settings rise or disappear at unpredictable moments. Actually, the stage is a series of elevators that are controlled from the switchboard. Pushing one of these buttons is the only physical labor connected with moving the stage elevators. Then pressure goes to work, pushing up huge platforms which make up the stage. The control system is so elaborate, yet functions so easily and swiftly, that amazing scenic changes are possible during a very short blackout. Through the magic of remote control, all things become possible to the men who plan and design spectacles for the modern theater. Every form of showmanship is utilized on stages where the mere pushing of a button or pulling of a lever creates magical effects for an audience. Effects that add novelty and beauty to artistic settings. Even more dramatic in these days of increased production, when our nation's industrial centers must be tied even more closely together, are the systems of remote control that guide railway transportation in swift, sure passage. Down single tracks thunder fast passenger and freight trains. An unseen hand moves in a tower miles away. A switch clicks. A signal is displayed. America's commerce moves with no time lost, no unnecessary stops. A freight moves into a siding, a limited roars through. Along America's extensive system of railways, operators sit in control rooms and watch illuminated diagrams showing positions of all train traffic in their sections. Without leaving his position, the operator can route trains around each other by pushing a button that sets switches 100 miles away. Uncounted hours and thousands of stops are saved by these systems. Remote control has brought greater safety and efficiency to railroading. For automobile traffic, a still more elaborate system of control is saving time and fuel for motorists. The newest development, called the Magic Box, performs amazing mathematical feats. In a sense, the mechanism that controls this signal light is able to add, subtract, multiply, and divide the passing automobiles. At this intersection, there are three magic controllers. Between them, they are able to keep heavy traffic moving with a minimum of stops and delays. Direction signal changes are determined by the density of traffic moving through the green light, the number of cars waiting on a red light and the length of time they've waited, and an estimate of the number of cars approaching from each direction. All this figuring is done by the Magic Box controller. Automobiles approaching any of the signal lights are counted by a system of magnets under the street. These cars are recorded by the controller, and when enough are waiting, they will be given the right-of-way automatically. Actually, this system of remote control is extremely complicated. The magic box must keep track of the speed and density of the traffic on the green light, giving each automobile sufficient time to get from the magnet through the light, while still keeping track of the density and waiting time of traffic that may be held up by red lights. Other equally confusing information is taken into consideration by this magic box, but fortunately, all the motorist need know is that a remarkable system of remote control has made it easier for him to get through traffic. Starting and stopping for the motorist has been greatly simplified by another form of remote control that is engineered into the automobile. Like the gentle twist of a puppet string or the push of a button that sets tons of stage into motion, the automobile driver can put the powerful engine of his car into gear with a slight flip of a finger on a lever. This work doesn't even require separate motors or hydraulic pressure, for vacuum produced inside the engine performs the action. Pressure in a powerful vacuum chamber does 80% of the job of shifting gears, while the driver retains just enough of the control to be the real boss at all times. In no other application does the use of remote control benefit us so much, for shifting gears in our automobiles is an act we execute more often than we realize. Yet we have come to perform this action without consciousness of the number of times, because with a vacuum power gear shift, ours is merely the light task of remote control, while the real work is done through vacuum power. Remote control is a big factor in modern living. Yet, because it is a development intended to save us from unnecessary work, it is something we know very little about. In fact, we do very little. Merely pull a lever or push a button and let something else do the work for us.